For I looked on my right hand, and behold, there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto the Lord, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. I'm preaching on refugees this morning. Amen. Numbers chapter 2. This is Moses numbering the children of Israel. Those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers, all that were numbered of the camps throughout their host were 600,000 and 600,000 and 3,550. Now that's 603,550 men 20 years old and upward. All you have to do is read the first two chapters. 20 years, able to go to war. That's how many they were of all the tribes. But the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel as the Lord commanded Moses. So there you have 32,000 men that were not numbered besides their wives and children. And they were numbered when they counted the Levites, they counted them up to 50, one place 60, another place 50. God lowered the age or raised the age a little bit later on, and so you count them. 603,550 footmen, that's men 20 years old, able to go to war. And you add 32,000 men and their families of the Levites to that. Of the men alone, you've got 603,550 plus the 32,000 Levites, which with their families would have numbered approximately 116,000, counting five to a family. They married young, had large families, and that's a conservative estimate. Amen. And so you multiply that by five, and you get 3,117,750 plus 116,000 Levites, plus the mixed multitude that just went along because they were part of the children of Israel. Some of them been married into them, and some of them are so connected, amen, that they just went along with them. Some of them were Jewish proselytes, and they went with them. And so they had a mixed multitude right along with them. So the first thing you know, you've got over 3.5 million people, and there ain't that many people in Cincinnati. And we can't hardly get them across the river on Friday night with four bridges. Amen. I'm talking about refugees. And we hear a lot about refugees today. Here is a whole nation of refugees. How in the world are they going to make it? Amen. When you look at things around you today and wonder, how in the world am I going to make it? You think what a problem Moses had. Amen. How in the world am I going to make a living for my family? How's Moses going to feed 3.5 million people? Count them. Amen. Count them for yourself. That's what the book of Numbers is for. Amen. He's got them numbered, praise God. God had to get all that host across the Red Sea without a bridge. And most of them were not equipped for war. When they left Egypt, they were a nation of slaves and they didn't have any weapons. They have nothing to fight with. All they had was God. Hallelujah. But that's enough. Hallelujah. I'm in bad shape. All God's left is the Lord. Hey, that's enough. Amen. You got the Lord. You got it made, brother. Feel sorry for the rest of them. Praise God. If you got the Lord, you got enough. Hallelujah. Not only did he have to get them across the Red Sea, he had to feed them in a howling wilderness. and give them water where no water was. Did you ever think what a long line it'd be to get a drink at one fountain for 603,000 men? 603,550 men. Amen. To get a drink for their family and for their animals at one well, one spring, one place. Yet God, some way or other, had to give them water to drink in the wilderness. Amen. And He did. What a miracle. Praise God. Amen. I mean, if we had an atomic bomb threat on Cincinnati, it would be near an impossibility to get the population into the mountains of Kentucky in time to hide from the atomic bomb. Amen. But here, 3 million slaves march out of Egypt. And God told them, your shoes are going to grow on your feet and your clothes are not going to wax old. And you just have to have one pair of shoes all the way through the wilderness and one suit of clothes all the way through the wilderness. And 40 years, their clothes are still lasting. What a miracle. Hallelujah. And then they got to complaining because they didn't have any meat to eat. And God said, I'll give them meat. And Moses said, who am I, the father of this bunch? Amen. They're more than 600,000 footmen in an 11th chapter of Numbers. Praise God. God hears the cry of Moses and the complaint of the people and sends quails knee-deep through Israel until they've got quails to eat for a solid month without a shotgun or a bird dog. Amen. Did you ever think how in the world you'd catch a quail without a shotgun or a bird dog or something or other? Amen. But they managed, if you get hungry enough, you can catch them. Amen. And they caught them and they ate quail until the flesh ran out their nose. Until they got sick, they had so much protein, they got protein poison. Amen. For a solid month, they had quails to eat. They even got tired of that. Amen. How in the world? Amen. You've heard the news and seen in the newspaper and seen pictures on the media of the refugees from Kosovo. Amen. 30,000 here and 20,000 there. And how in the world, with the mess they're in over there, did God get 3.5 million people across that wilderness? Their camps were orderly. Their camps were clean. God commanded them to be clean. He said, the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp. Now, just before that, He said, I want everybody to carry a stick with them with a shovel on one end. Amen. What was that for? That was so there wouldn't be any human excrement on the outside. Amen. Where God could see it. For He said, the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp, and take heed that thy camp be holy, lest He see some unclean thing in thee and destroy you. Amen. God wouldn't let them get by with any uncleanness. I mean, it would have been a trail of plastic if they'd have been in our day. Amen. I mean, it would have been a wilderness disaster. We would have had protests. Amen. And media cameras looking at it. Amen. A trail of plastic through the wilderness. Not here. God led 3.5 million of them through. Took them through the Red Sea dry shod and drowned Pharaoh's army. Praise God. What happened to Pharaoh's army? Why, praise God, He melted the ice that froze the Red Sea like a wall. Bible said the waters congealed. That's the meaning of the word there. Amen. They congealed. That is, it became solid. Praise God. God froze the Red Sea water like a wall. Amen. And then He allowed the same dam under such tremendous pressure. Amen. To close in on Pharaoh. Amen. When He got all His chariots in the middle of the Red Sea. Can you imagine how many empty houses there were in Egypt when that bunch of refugees left. When Pharaoh realized that all his slave labor was gone, they had built that country. They made all the bricks. And when he got too good at it, he made them get their own grass to reinforce their bricks. Amen. 3.5 million slaves. Men, women, children working for Pharaoh. And now Pharaoh is going to lose that. Amen. How's Yugoslavia going to build its bridges? How's it going to rebuild its buildings and its military machine? Well, part of it will be from what they've pillaged from Kosovo and stolen from them. They've stole all their money, stole all their wealth, stole all their jewels, stole all their treasures. Amen. And they'll take that and use that to build their war machine and rebuild their land. Amen. But sooner or later, they're going to realize that their slaves are gone. Amen. And Pharaoh said, I got to get them back. And so he went after them. And God said to the children of Israel, said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Some, you're going to see Pharaoh no more. And that was the last of Pharaoh. Well, I'll tell you, with God on their side, hallelujah, the enemy bearing down with the best war machine in the world in that day, Pharaoh's chariots going after Moses, going after Aaron, going after that bunch of helpless refugees, praise God. And here they wasn't all across the Red Sea yet. What did God do? He just moved the cloud over behind them until Pharaoh couldn't see. He couldn't tell whether he was going north, east, south, or west. Amen. And in the confusion, God's people got across. Praise God. How in the world did God keep them organized and keep them moving without a CB radio and without a single cell phone or a two-way radio in the camp? Amen. He had a fire by night and a cloud by day. When that cloud moved away from over the tabernacle, the people knew, amen, to break camp, fold up their tent and get ready to go. Hallelujah. And here they went deeper and deeper and deeper until they got so deep in the wilderness they went around and around and around Mount Sinai until God said, you dwelt in this mount long enough. Amen. Now with 3.5 million refugees, what in the world are they going to eat after their provisions that they carried out of Egypt run out? That didn't take long. God did a strange thing. He began to rain manna on them every morning. He rained something on them that the Bible calls angel food. Amen. The Bible said it was like a wafer made out of honey. The truth is the manna, amen, was anything they wanted it to be. They could grind it up and bake it and make a meatloaf out of it, or they could make bread out of it, or they could make soup out of it. It's anything they wanted it to be. Amen. God fed that 3.5 million with 1 million gallons of manna every day. If they got a liter apiece. Amen. That might be a conservative effort. Well, would you have been able to get by on a liter a day, 3 meals? Amen. It wouldn't be too much, would it? So that's also a conservative estimate. Perhaps 1 million gallons of manna for how long? 40 years. It wasn't until they crossed the River Jordan, incidentally, it was flooded when they crossed it. And they didn't have any bridge. And they didn't have any pontoons. And they didn't have any ships and boats and ferries. Amen. How'd they get across? God said, you tell the priest to have some faith, amen, and carry the ark into the water. Hallelujah. And here they went, tripping into the water, carrying the ark. And the Bible said when the skirts of the priest touched the water, Jordan rolled back. Amen. And back clear up to the city of Adam as God dammed her up, praise God, and let his refugees walk across. They had already cut such a swath through that wilderness, their reputation had spread far and near. Amen. They caused trembling in the camps of all their enemies. When they got across, Jericho was shut up as tight as a barrelhead. Amen. And nobody went in and out of Jericho. Why? Because that bunch of refugees with God on their side, praise God, that bunch of strangers that had come out of Egypt, where did they come from? It wasn't but 70 went in. 70 souls. And God brought that bunch of refugees forth. And you wonder how you're going to make it in 1999? If God can take 3.5 million through a howling wilderness across the Red Sea without a single bridge, you, glory to God, I mean more people than populate greater Cincinnati. Glory to God, he moved the whole bunch. I don't think he's going to have any trouble taking care of me and you, do you? Hallelujah. I'm talking about refugees. That makes it easy to put on the tape. Praise God. What a miracle. Praise God. They took that mixed multitude. That's where the trouble always started, in that mixed multitude. That's where the trouble always starts in the church, in the mixed multitude, the carnal bunch, the ones that's not spiritual. The rest can ride out about anything and wait on God. Amen. But the carnal mixed multitude, they start griping before there's anything to gripe about. They start complaining before there's anything to complain about. Amen. They want the flesh gratified, and they want this, and they want something else. They're not ready to give up the world. Hey! God said you're going to have to leave Egypt behind. Amen. Yet there's a bunch of them got together and said, let's organize a group and let's get us another leader. It's Moses. You know, we don't know what's happened to him. Let's go back to Egypt where we can have something to eat besides this life, light bread. Amen. I'm tired of this wilderness. The way got rough and the way got long. Praise God. But what was God doing? God was preparing a people, a nation for the right time. The iniquities of the Amorites and all the rest of the ites had to come to a full. And now it was time. God's people would march in. And they would inherit cities that they hadn't built. Wells that they hadn't dug. They would be valiant and victorious in battle. God would do great miracles for them. Moses would be buried in Mount Nebo and angels would carry him to a secret place. Why did God keep his grave secret? Because they'd be still worshiping Moses' grave today. There are a group of people in Amman, Jordan, that still consider Moses divine. We had the same guide for years, and he'd come over the same story every time. He said, the reason they can't find the grave of Moses is because he was not a human. He came from heaven, and he went back to heaven, and he was putting Moses in the place of Christ. So one day on the bus, I asked him a question. Where at in the Bible do you read that? Oh, he said, in the Torah. But it's not in the Torah either. Moses didn't come from heaven. And he didn't go back to heaven. Amen. Quite, completely, yet. Amen. God buried him. Hallelujah. Oh, he was there on the Mount of Transfiguration, praise God, with Jesus to comfort him. But there's still a full glory awaiting, oh, Moses. Hallelujah. But God said to Joshua, as I was with Moses, oh, the miracle of Moses. One way they made it through the land of the wilderness and around Mount Sinai was because they had the right kind of leadership. The problem today is in every age and clime is leadership. Amen. Men don't climb any higher than their leaders in most cases. And in most cases, they come just a skosh under. Amen. They say, ain't nobody has to live like that. Amen. And so they live just a little bit lower standard. I don't have to live like a preacher. I don't have to live like a prophet. I don't have to live like one of them guys wearing a hair shirt. Amen. And so here we are. We're right down to the end of the age. Amen. That nation spawned the Son of God. Amen. It became the very one, praise God, that would produce the Messiah, if you please. Praise God. And that Messiah would die on the cross and produce, if you will, a church which is His body. And now we've got a whole new bunch of refugees that are singing today, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from a heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. We're looking at the world too much today. I'll tell you, the Laodicean worldly church is not going in the rapture. They're going to be left here. It's those, bless God, that have got their eye on a higher goal, that God's first in their life. Amen. It's been a hare-lipped granny. Oh, glory to God. But that bunch of people are strangers among their own kind. They're a bunch of refugees. Paul was a Jew. A Pharisee, amen, of the tribe of Benjamin, amen, educated at the feet of Gamaliel. He was one of them. And then he got saved. Everywhere he went to the Jews first. He tried to win them to God. He loved his own people so much. He said, I could wish myself accursed from Christ for them that are of my flesh. Thank God. Amen. Read it. It's right there in the book. Amen. The book of Romans, if you please. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. Paul was so zealous for his own people that it made him look like a fanatic to his own kin. Amen. But he raised such a storm, such a furor among his own people. He became a preacher on the lam. Everywhere he went, they was following him just a few days behind him. They was tracking him down. Amen. I mean, after they'd catch up with him, God would lead him to leave town and go somewhere else. Every once in a while, they'd catch up with him, have him arrested, and call him on the carpet. Amen. They called him before kings. They called him before governors. Amen. It was there Felix trembled. Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Why? His own people had caught up with him and tried him in court. Amen. And Paul said, I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way. Praise the Lord, to Canaan's land. He looked higher than the present day, higher than the present hour, further than the present Jerusalem, to the new Jerusalem that was coming down from God out of heaven. Praise God. All the apostles went on the lam. Philip was on the lam when he went down and preached the gospel, and all of Samaria got saved. Amen. Peter, James, and John, for the most part, we're on the lamb. They were running from the authorities. in and out of jail after jail. Amen. Why? They're singing, I'm bound for the promised land. I'm bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I'm bound for the promised land. All over those wide extended banks shines one eternal day. There God the sun forever reigns and scatters night away. I'm bound for the promised land. I'm bound for the promised land. Amen. Jesus got them pointed in the right direction. Praise God. Pilate asked him, said, art thou a king? And he said, yes, but my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, my servants would fight. Praise God. Oh, but he said, my kingdom is not of this world. Amen. He pointed them in the right direction. Praise God. And here they are, living by faith. Amen. And they had to be taken in by people. They had homes and got saved. They had to be helped on the road, fed replenished and helped on their journey. Amen. John had one church that there was a man that loved to have preeminence among them. But he didn't believe in giving. He said he don't help those that come through, and he don't like for anybody else to help them. Amen. In so many words, they're just a bunch of refugees. They're a bunch of two-befores. I don't know whether they ought to be helped or not, he said. Amen. Still, he's in the church. He loves to have preeminence. You know what he's doing? He's building him a little kingdom and getting him a following right down here in the world. He's laying it up in the bank. He can't help nobody because his eyeballs have got dollar signs on them. Amen. He can't help nobody because he's laying it back. Amen. And if anybody else helps anybody, it's going to make him look bad. And so he don't want nobody else giving either. Amen. And so he won't help those that are on this journey. And they'll fall under the condemnation of the Edomites. Israel said, let us just pass through your land. Said, we'll not touch anything as we go. No, you can't pass through our land. Amen. God looked back in years to come. And he pronounced judgment on them because they made Israel go the long way around instead of letting his people pass through. Amen. The judgment days are coming. And some of these days a different judge is going to rap the gavel. Amen. And he'll say, it's your day in court. And he's going to open the books. And when the books are open, praise God, and the last exodus is finished, because there's going to be one more. Hallelujah. Paul said, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And we're going to see the greatest miracle yet. Graves are bursting, saints are shouting, heavenly beauty all around, transformed in the bat of an eye. Praise God, and caught up to meet the Lord in the sky. Amen. The earth will be robbed in a moment's time of all its jewels. Suddenly the salt of the earth will be gone. Suddenly there will hardly be enough left to start a prayer meeting. Suddenly he's going to gather his jewels. Suddenly the one that bought the graveyard is going to dig up his treasure and suddenly transport it in a moment's time into the presence of God. The biggest exodus is yet to happen, folks. Amen. Man alive, the biggest city in the world is the one in the graveyard. Praise God. Ew! Amen. Some 75 million Christians in America. Think of it. Amen. Vacating their jobs, homes, automobiles in a moment's time. cars going careening, trains going wild down the track with nobody to turn the switch. Amen. Trucks without a driver because Dale is gone. Amen. Right through the cabs. Nobody knew where he went. Praise God. And there his load goes down I-75. Amen. Careening into the median. Hallelujah. Airplanes suddenly without a pilot. Amen. Somebody said they're afraid to fly. Somebody told him, said, you can't die till your time comes. Yeah, but he said, I'm afraid that pilot's time might come. Amen. Amen. He didn't want to be caught in the middle of it. Praise God. That's what's going to happen one of these days. Praise God. Planes will go careening on automatic pilot. Overshoot the runway. Praise God. Overshoot the continent. Lined up. Amen. Storm. Hallelujah. High above every storm. High above every cloud. Amen. Years ago, we filed a flight plan in Brother Pearl Robinson's 172 Cessna. We headed for Mexico. In a pretty stiff headwind, we made it to just before dark to Clarksville, Tennessee, and that's not a very good time because we had a stiff headwind. Amen. We got to Clarksville, Tennessee, nearly to Clarksville, Tennessee. Amen. And a Mayday alarm came over the radio. Mayday, 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 NC, such and such a number. Said, you better listen. Said, thunderstorms ahead of you. Said, they're 100,000 feet high and you can't get over them. You better listen. Me and Pearl, I didn't, Pearl did. He maneuvered around and we landed at Clarksville, Tennessee in the midst of a big thunderstorm. Waited for the clouds to pass over. They say the storm that went over Cincinnati the other night, amen, the clouds roof was 65,000 feet high. Airplane can't even fly over it. Amen. They get so high that you can't get over it, and so low sometimes that you can't get under it, praise God. But one of these days, bright and fair, beyond the last thunderstorm, beyond the last hurricane, the Church of the Living God will go on its exodus. Amen. I'm going to take a trip on an old gospel ship, go sailing through the air. I'm going to shout and sing until the heavens ring as I go sailing through the air. Raise your hands and praise Him for the hope we have. There's another Exodus coming. Amen. And it's going to spoil the Egyptians. One more time. The treasure is going. The mother that prayed for children is going. Dad that prayed for the church and the children and the missionaries is going. The people that supported the greatest charity that the world's ever known is going. And suddenly, the world will be left without its spiritual catalyst. And they'll look for it. And they'll find it in either the man of sin, the Antichrist, or the 144,000 Jews that get saved after the church is gone. In desperation, they'll give their lives to join our Exodus. Amen. A terrible thing tonight, today, to be backslid in the end of the world. Without God in the end of the world. It's a terrible thing to turn around and walk out the door when you've once known God and say goodbye at the end of the world. You said goodbye at the end of the world. You sadly turned and walked away from the Lord. Just when His coming was so near, sounds of trumpet, you could almost hear. You said goodbye at the end of the world. Stand with me. What a dark and lonesome valley that awful day. What a dark and lonesome valley sinks away. You could have made that glad escape. Now forever it's too late. The trumpet sounding It's the end of the world without God at the end of the world. You sadly turned and walked away from the Lord. Just when His coming was so near, sound the trumpet, you could almost hear. You said goodbye. Come on, at the end of the world, say, I'm coming, Jesus. Put your arms around me, Jesus. You're my only refuge. The Lord is my refuge. He's my strong tower. I'll run into His refuge, and there I'll be safe. Praise God. David said, refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. But then he said, the Lord is my refuge. With a refuge like that, what else do you need? Hallelujah. Cry out to Him. He said, attend to my cry, for I'm brought low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they're stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise Thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for Thou shalt deal bountifully with me. He's a blessed refuge, a bountiful refuge. This morning, not long ago, you sang the song of victory. Another voice has beckoned you to turn away. If you had known at this late hour He'd come in glory and great power, but the church is closing. It's the end of the world. Oh, without God at the end of the world. You sadly turned and walked away from the Lord. Just when His coming was so near, sounds of trumpet, you could almost hear. You said goodbye at the end of the world. Hallelujah, cry out to Jesus. He's our refuge. He's our bountiful supply. Hallelujah. He's our help at this late hour. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Don't go too far and stay too long, the preacher said. For soon you'll hear the King's great shout to raise the dead. He tried to call you every day. You could not hear, so far away. Now it's too late. It's the end of the world. Better get your ticket. It's goodbye. It's the end of the world. You sadly turned and walked away from the dear Lord. Just when His coming was so near, sounds of trumpet, you could almost hear. You said goodbye at the end of the world.